Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Monday, July the 23rd, 2018. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 12 years, the first 9 years of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public, and the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I really think people should consider immigrating away from the United States, and I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So, now on to the synopsis of today's show. Well, I'm going to start with a commentary on the outrageous and despicable way in which the deep state and its partners in crime, the media, have treated Donald Trump over the recent summit in Helsinki. Quite a lot to talk about, really, and as always, I shall not refrain from stepping up to the plate. Next, I'm going to discuss the media, which takes upon itself to decide on the morals of Trump. They always offer, these days, only one side of the question. There was a time when they gave both sides of the coin, but alas, we don't get that anymore. I'm also going to be talking at the same time about Putin, who's a patriot, who came to the fore, not unlike Donald Trump, but in a different way, but both came in unexplained, untraditional ways. Then I'm going to talk about what works in an economy and what doesn't. Just a few observations on what I think is happening in terms of what will succeed and what won't. Then, ladies and gentlemen, I shall be giving a profile on the city of Portland, Oregon. The economic situation in all the major towns up the West Coast is very dire. Homelessness is making new records just about everywhere, particularly in LA. San Francisco is a cesspool of filth and violence. And Oregon and Seattle, a very, very grim story. But I'm going to be talking particularly about Portland today. Then I'm going to explain some of the pitfalls of this terrible trade war that has just started. I haven't talked that much about it. I think it's time to give it a little greater airing, which I shall do today. Then, something which you should all know about. Some of you will, through some bitter experience. Others don't. I would like you all to be aware of it. It concerns a particularly nasty piece of legislation that Obama quietly signed into law right at the end of his administration, and they called it the FAST Act, F-A-S-T. So please be aware that this is an important piece of information which I hope you will all feel inclined to learn about. Well, I suppose you must conclude that Donald Trump never meant a word he said about breaking the medical monopolies or fixing the underlying problem with healthcare in the United States, which, by the way, has got nothing to do with insurance and everything to do with cost. So we will discuss that in some details. Okay, so with that, let me give you my coordinates, which, beginning with my email, is rwlmartin1@aol.com. My Facebook address is www.facebook.com/RichardMartin's Wake Up Call. That's all one word, all in lowercase, Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. And my Twitter address is www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall. Again, all one word, no breaks. The Facebook page deals with longer material that didn't make it into the show, but I think is useful for people to know. The Twitter is very much the same, but they are short one-liners, the pithy comments that I feel disposed to giving you on a one-off basis. Okay, so now if you would like 3 free shows to sample the content of information that I provide in my twice-weekly broadcasts, just send me an email and in the subject line write sample shows. You can choose them yourselves. You can choose them from the archives on the Podbean page, or I can choose them for you. One of the shows I think you should have is the show from June the 29th, my mid-year comment. I think that's one which would give you a good taste of what is going on a regular basis on my show. And then hopefully you may feel inclined to sign up. Anyway, be that as it may, it is time for me to take my leave to wish you a wonderful week ahead. I will be back on Friday. This is Richard Martin saying bye-bye till then.